Yeah, we certainly are, Cass. We are as live as they can get. And we've said for quite a while that it's heating up down here, but bloody hell, the heat is still... We're in the middle of March, and the heat has continued, and I have never been happier to have my wood. It is the body powder for men from Nutcare. It has kept me as fresh as I could possibly be down there. So make sure, as you can see on the screen, get the starter pack. Danny Boy said that his abs look like that, especially after having a big bowl of ice cream. Shout out to Danny Boy down there. Make sure you hit these guys up using our code AnyGivenSundayAustralia for 10% off your first. They are voted number one at Men's Health Magazine, as I reckon it says in the corner there.
Also featured in GQ.
Oh, there you go. So they are growing. We are growing with them, but make sure you hit them up. 10% with our code. They are great supporters of ours. So good time to get them, I reckon. Or no. The intro is not playing for me. It worked so well this morning, but it's not working now. Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in at least three, possibly four households, we've been told. We're not 100% sure on that. We've got to confirm them with our numbers. NFL Australia head office, the NFL head office, not just NFL Australia, over in the States now, up in Canada, over in Winnipeg. Gridiron Australia head office. We're growing. We love it. It's awesome. Joining us, as always, down in his basement. It is a balmy 27.1 degree, I believe. So I hope that you do have your nut care and you are as fresh as you can get at Tim Carty, AGSAUTC24. How are you, mate?
Good. Live update. We're up to 27.2 degrees. So climbing. It's the hot studio lights, mate. It's cooking in here. But I'm going good. Going very good. Good to be back. Been a little minute between episodes, but going really well.
We just had a couple of weeks just to freshen up. As you can see, I have three more wrinkles than normal. So
yeah. Well, it is the off-season. It is the off-season as well. So we'll be a little bit more, how should we say, less regular.
Yes, it is less. Yeah, we will be. No, we'll still be pretty regular, but it'll just be at strategic times, you might say. Fresh off an ice cream, as you can probably see in the corner of his mo, at Danny Webb, AGSAU. How are you, mate?
Feeling fresh. Like you said, it is bloody hot, and it was hot outside when I walked to go get my ice cream. And yes, we are back from some unplanned, unexpected leave, which I used perfectly by getting incredibly ill. Which I would not advise anyone to have a cold when it's 37 degrees. It is horrible. Three things don't go hand in hand, but I'm on the mend. But if I do sound croaky, that is why.
No, you sound pretty good, mate. We've had a pretty busy morning, yourself and I. We had the pleasure of getting some international player pathway players, the two Australians, Jotham Russell and Pat Murtagh, on for a chat this morning, mate. How were they?
Yeah, Big J and Patty Boy. They were great. So good to talk to, and... it's just great to hear their story, where they've come from, and that pathway is available now for Australians. And they go deep into that. And, like, you know, if anyone's aspiring to get over there and do the same thing they are, they explain the best ways and the people to get in touch with and all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a great episode once it actually is out, once we drop it.
Yeah, that'll be later this week. We'll drop it for the boys. But huge shout out to Greta from NFL over in America. She was huge in getting us set up with those boys then. And the guys at NFL Australia who actually got us in touch with them. So huge shout out to those guys. And like you said, it was an incredible chat to hear how the boys are going. And it's a big month for them. So yeah, we'll definitely be keeping our eyes on them.
Good, wishing the best of luck for them moving forward as well. Like, it's a big couple of weeks for those boys.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it has also been a big week in the NFL circles. A lot of signings, a lot of tradings, and a few cuts, which is a bit interesting. I will just quickly mention that this little part, brought to us by our good friends at C2C Rare Threads. During our 2 weeks off, I was lucky enough to get up to the Gold Coast, and I got to go actually see the little shop they've got there. They are a couple of real incredible family. It was so good to meet them, and a grouse little shop, and like the range is even bigger than you think, so... make sure you hit these guys up. There you go. It's just popped up on the first screen. 15% off if you get an email, but 10% if you use our code of Any Given Sunday. So I know which one I'd be going with if I was you. But yeah, shout out to two separate orders.
Do one for the 15 and then another one with the 10 the next time.
Yeah, smart, smart. Ours goes forever. That 15's only a one-off.
That's just a one-off. Time, yeah.
But just a quick fire episode, guys, just to get out some of the news. So some of the signings that have happened this week, just going to get your thoughts, just quick yes, no, good, bad, good on them kind of things. Baker Mayfield signing a three-year, $100 million deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Thoughts?
So he he obviously earned that this season just gone. So he went there on a one-year deal. They were kind of didn't really have many options, really. So there's like, you know, we'll put some money on Baker, who was the number one overall draft pick, but then played for five teams in five seasons. Huge question marks surrounding him. And then he just managed to pull it together. Like everything just kind of worked and fell in his place. And, you know, went on a relatively deep playoff run, I hate to say. And, you know, despite his attitude, he still got it done, which is pretty crazy. So, like, you know, props to him because he actually went out there and earned it. I think a fair chunk of it's guaranteed as well.
I think that might be a bit of the story because, like, there was always that talk and he had that bit of stigma or a bit of stink attached to him about his attitude and that sort of thing. But I think he's kind of shaken that tag. And we touched on it, I reckon, months ago. He had a bit of stuff going on family-wise, like the business ties and a bit of stuff going on with all that. I think that's either being cleared up or sort of there's been a bit of a resolution there. And I think we saw, like, within the, you know, the week of that happening, a direct correlation to improving his in his football. And, you know, from all reports, he's much loved in the locker room at the Bucks and everything like that. And not to steal your thunder and jump on your toes, but Mike Evans signing before him, you had to think that Mike probably knew that Baker was going to be sticking around. Like Mike Evans getting towards that point in his career where he's probably not going to want that uncertainty of not knowing who the quarterback coming to the Bucks is going to be. So he's not going to sign not knowing that Baker's going to sign as well. So kind of a good thing that they're all on the same page. And just on that, like the quarterback market, like coming into this next year, like there's going to be quite a few quarterback needy teams. So it's a quarterback heavy draft. So I think just smart from the Bucks locking down Baker as their guy. They were happy with him, got him into playoffs. Like you said, went on a deepish playoff run, like following on from the Brady couple of years that Brady had there. So I think smart move by the Bucks. It's not like he's not that's about like 33 mil a year. So he's like thereabouts. He's certainly not the highest paid, but he's making good money, good quarterback money for sure.
I think compared to his previous 5 years, the fact that he managed to sign a 3 year 90 mil or whatever it was deal is great compared to what he has been playing. Like, see, and his improvement of play obviously is testament to that, but like you still got to look at who he was and, you know, potentially what he could
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I think part of that as well is he's at his age, he's played with like the highest number of coaches as like a first round quarterback. There's some sort of weird stat about it. He's played with the most different coaches as like a first round pick or number one draft pick or something along those lines. So I think that feeds into it as well. He's had no continuity in that space. So like, yeah, a lot of it might be his own doing. That's why he's been moved on and traded and all that sort of stuff. But it also doesn't do him any favors playing under so many different head coaches and having no continuity. So getting in a system and having a 3 year deal locked down and being able to lock in on this Tampa Bay system and offense and all that sort of stuff, I think it's going to do the world a good for him.
That was the quickest yes, no, or the longest yes, no answer I've ever heard. So
we started with yes, good, but good deal.
You did spot on Mike Evans, 2 years, 52 million, and the fam has come on and told us 50 million guaranteed out of the YouTube comments. So 50 million guaranteed for Baker Mayfield. So like you said, the stability for both him and Mike Evans is huge. Next was Chris Jones signing a five-year, $95 million contract with the Chiefs. I forgot who he was playing for then. I think his is only about $32 million guarantee. So this is lock him in for that five, but it gives them a bit of wiggle room 2 or 3 years down the track to move if they need to. But I feel like, Danny Boy, that is this kind of, you can't pay everyone. We're going to see this with a couple of the free agents that I want to mention. Is it going to start to squeeze a few people out, Danny?
Well, yeah, for sure. But, like, the Chiefs are doubling down on what, you know, they know is good for them, you know. So Patrick Mahomes obviously going to pay. Travis Kelce they'll pay until he wants to retire. And then, you know, they've got to pay on the defense as well. So that's Chris Jones. It's just what it falls down to. They were never going to not pay him. And he's now become the highest DT paid in history, which is wild.
Well, he's
well-deserved.
Yeah, he's the leader of that defense. He's a game wrecker. even though he might have shown his hand a little bit at the parade and said, I'm not leaving and all that sort of stuff. And then his agent or his manager threw out that funny tweet that cut him off. But you got to pay him. Like, yeah, he's the leader. He is that defense. He was bound to be getting a bag.
What did you say it was? What did you say his contract? What did you say you thought it was?
It's 95 over 5, I'm pretty sure.
No, 95 is guaranteed.
Bullshit. I thought it was 32 guaranteed.
So we'll sign a 5-year contract, which all the money in the first 3 years, $95 million, is guaranteed.
So anyway, it's a big contract. but yeah, I still feel like it's going to be that kind of, like you said, they're doubling down on what they know, but it's got to squeeze somewhere. So it'd be interesting to see. They managed to do it last year, but whether they can do it again will be the interesting part of it.
Well, they're going for the three-peat, and like, you know, this is the way they had to do it. Yeah, so it's a $160 million contract with 95 guaranteed over the first 3 years. It's crazy money.
No wonder he's the highest paid DT of all time.
Yeah. But like you said, so that makes their purse even smaller, you know, because there's so much money going there and so much that's guaranteed. Yes, the Chiefs are, you know, they're paying the most for the best players that they can have, hoping, you know, that these stars will take them to, you know, get that first one and only three-peat.
Yeah. Now, Carson, not to throw you
under
the bus.
Just quickly before you go, because their wide receiver room is pretty young, so they'd all be on either rookie or pretty lower-end contracts, wouldn't they? So they're probably saving a little bit of money there and, like, just thinking short-term for this three-peat, they can load up on the stars, try and keep the band together, and then deal with the future after they do the three-peat, I suppose. Is that
down the road, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And I think MVS might have even been moved on. So their most senior receivers have even been moved on. So you are right. Now, Cards, I've got a bit to talk to, but I did send you a list of players that have just jumped on through the who got the tag, franchise tag, if you can find that, in the Instagrams for us, that'd be good. Because one of these players, Jalen Johnson on the Bears, he was put on the he was on the list, but he's also signed for the Bears, which is huge for them. I'm not 100% on his contract. But again, just some pillars and some stability at the Bears, at least on the defensive side of the ball. We're not 100% sure what they're going to do with that number one pick, whether Fields ends up somewhere else and they take a QB, but at least on the defensive side of the ball, they are getting some pillars in and they're really strengthening their defense. Do you have that list for me?
What is the list of the price of the tags?
No, I thought I sent you a list of the people that have been tagged.
Oh, on Instagram, I can't see it.
I'll find it in a second. But yeah, huge for Jalen Johnson. Some other moves that have been made that won't be official until you said that new football year. Mac Jones going to the Jags.
Yeah, crazy.
Fifth rounder, was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't heaps.
He wasn't going to command a lot, but he's obviously going as a backup for Trev. So, I don't know. Good for Mac to get out of Foxborough?
Yeah.
I think he needed it. And that they're definitely going to go for a QB in the draft.
Oh, yeah, well, they got number three pick. I think the fans were sick of him. and
new
I suppose
coach as well.
New coach, yeah, exactly. Like, moving on from Bill, but he's a, you know, he's a disciple of Bill, or, you know, fake son of Bill. But, yeah, I think good for all parties there.
Yeah, I feel like Mac going now to an offensive-minded coach as well, like head coach rather than a defensive sort of style, is going to be more beneficial for him as well. Like, to sit under Trevor Lawrence, like, Lawrence was meant to be the guy moving forward, so really you think he's taking a step back and just going to sit in this backup role. But it might actually help him grow, and he might be able to find a spot somewhere else from it if he manages to, you know, improve and shake out some of those bugs that he had going on.
And this season just gone, it was the year of the backup. No more have we seen, like, quarterbacks getting starts. And
52 quarterbacks got used. There
could be opportunity out there. And Trev did sort of have injury issues at a couple of stages during the year. So, you know, it could be some opportunity for him there.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy has moved on from the Broncos and gone to the Browns. Again, a couple of picks involved that one. Late picks, but a couple of picks involved.
Good move for the Browns. The Broncos probably should have moved on from him at the trade deadline. just gone realistically, because they probably would have got a little bit more for him than what they just got then, because people would have been hungrier at that time. So if they knew they're going to move on from him anyway, like they've just, I'm assuming we're going to get to this at some point, but the Broncos obviously dropping Russ and then now, and now moving on from, you know, moving on from Judy. So it's just like, if you had all these plans in motion, why not just start doing things at the trade deadline to try and get a little bit more when teams are hungrier?
Yeah, I agree.
Did they maybe, is it a bit of a surprise? Did Jerry maybe something happen in the background that we don't know about? Let's start rumours. I heard he slept with the boss's wife.
Maybe after Russ was gone, he's like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because that has just come through as well. Russ Wilson is signing with the Steelers when the new year starts.
Which is crazy. So he's got $38 million coming his way from the Broncos after he got released anyway. So I think his deal with the Steelers, he signed a 1.2.
Isn't it 38 1 year, like 49 the next or something? Like it was a couple of years.
Yeah, that would make sense. It was $85 million they had to pay. And if you don't like someone enough to pay them $85 million to be somewhere else, then something's going on.
Wowee.
They do have a lot of cash. They're the Walmart group or whatever they are, the
Walter Payton group, but
yeah,
they're still a cap, that still hurts.
So they're definitely
dead cap space for those 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah, so they'll go, I imagine, maybe look at them guys to trade up to see if they can't get themselves a QB for the next couple of years. But a lot of animosity, I imagine, between Russ and them, especially they sat him out. Remember the back end of last year, they said, you either take this clause out,
remove the guarantees, or you're not starting. And
yeah,
it was like they were holding him to ransom, which they can't. They're not allowed to do that.
It was setting a precedent if they did get through with it. So yeah, he stayed sturdy and said, you know what, I'm doing this for the rest of the team. So good luck to him going to the Steelers. It's an interesting one.
It'd be weird seeing him as a Steeler.
Yeah, I've seen the photos of him in the yellow and black, and it just looks a bit weird.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
All right, I found that list, Cards, of players that have been franchise tagged. So Josh Allen for the Jags has been franchise tagged.
Yep.
Michael Pittman Jr.
At the Colts.
Just any of these jump out to you be a little bit surprising. Jalen Johnson, like I said, but he has since signed a deal, so congrats to him. Anton Winfield Jr. at the Bucks, he signed. And I reckon these are worth, you know, $17 to $25 million. So good for these guys, but... Brian Burns at the Panthers. This is why I wanted you to take it. I can't pronounce this bloke's name. He has since signed. It's Justin Madubuik.
Oh, you've murdered it, whatever it is.
Madubuike. Good luck with that one. He has since signed a deal with the Baltimore Ravens anyway. Legarius Sneed. Now, he's an interesting one. Some of these guys are on the non-exclusive, so they can still look around, and if they get matched, then they're gone. And I think Legarius Sneed is one of those guys as well. And T. Higgins for Maxi's Bagels as well. So a couple of big names in there. So it's going to be a very interesting free agency period. It could be really quite lit, really. But two that I want to run past you, Bobby Wagner at the Seahawks. And rumours are that they've told him to go and have a look, and he's probably not coming back to the Seahawks, which is a fair hit to them after they brought him back. Yes, congrats.
I'm waiting for Danny to jump in.
We'll go with you, mate. What are your quick thoughts on that?
Did you say mate?
Yes.
So, run me down the situation. The Seahawks have said go explore your options.
Yeah, well, he's just been told, look, free agency is an option at the moment. So he's going, and the fact that they said that, I believe he's like, you know what, stuff you, I'm not coming back.
Oh, he's as good as gone.
Yeah.
No, he's as good as gone.
All right. And the next one for you, Danny boy, Eric Armstead from the 49ers, a big defensive linesman, refused to take a pay cut. So has now been delisted and he's going to free agency.
Yeah, which is absolutely crazy. But if he thinks that he's worth that amount, then good on him. If he can get paid somewhere else, good luck. But we'll just watch this space for that one.
But this is what I was saying before about the squeeze, I think. You can't pay everyone, and they have the luxury of obviously having the 49ers, you know, a QB that's not on huge money, but there's going to be a squeeze somewhere, and is this the start of that squeeze?
Yeah, well, because it's next year, isn't it? So not this year. Purdy's, oh man, absolute mind blank. This year, Purdy's, sorry, this coming season, he'll still be on his rookie contract, but the year after that is the year that he should be looking to get paid.
Yeah, well, and that, it's got to be a tough position as a player. Like, they've gone to the big game twice in the last few years and lost both times. At what point, like, do you have to start putting your own value first over keeping the band together and trying to go again? Like, at what point do you, like, maybe it's not going to happen here at the 49ers. I need to get paid. I should go get what I'm worth. Or, you know, vice versa, maybe take a little bit of a pay cut, try and keep everyone together, have another run at it. It's trying to find the right time to, I guess, make that call. Like, it's got to be tricky for those players, at especially at the 49ers, but other teams as well in that situation, I think.
It's all about timing, and that's, yeah. Like you said, Danny, if he thinks he's worth that money, he's going to go chase it. So a couple of good things from the fam off the chat. Fields is as good as gone.
Yes, I saw
Jerry,
that.
Jerry and the coach didn't get along, which that's an interesting one. I could see that being the case. He's very headstrong, Sean Payton. So if you don't quite fit into his scheme,
well, you're moving Russell, on. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson might be the second worst trade in NFL history. Probably first worst trade would have been Russell Wilson the first time. That was when
well, that's Seattle. Yeah, that, going to the Broncos.
Wow. So he could be involved in top two, which is interesting. All right, to finish off and just wrap us up, Danny, maybe a couple of tears. We've had a couple of Eagles retirements, mate. I'll let you go. This could be a long-winded chat, but what are your thoughts?
No, I'll keep it short, otherwise I actually will tear up. Obviously, Jason Kelce, there goes my hero, announces his retirement after 13 seasons. He had a teary press conference. I think it went for 25 minutes and he sobbed for the first 20.
There was a lot of crying. It was a good speech, but there was a lot of crying.
Man, he's an emotional man. He wears his heart in his sleeve.
But he does. I love to see it.
And if you haven't already, I bark on about it all the time, but the Kelce documentary on Amazon Prime is great and it's worth a watch. And you can see why it's so emotional and like, the love that he has for his family and stuff like that. And it was just time for him to move on, which was sad because, you know, he was like the cornerstone of, you know, the Eagles offense. He definitely helped Hurts so much more than like a lot of people understand. And all the quarterbacks, you know, that he's played with, like he was the one who was calling out all the defenses and stuff that were coming at him. And it's going to be an absolutely huge, huge loss. And I thought that was where, you know, I thought that was as bad as it was going to get. And then, I woke up this morning and saw that Fletcher Cox had also retired. I was like, man, are you kidding? So one from each side of the ball. So, yeah, he spent 12 seasons in the league, six-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion. Both of them were there for the win that they had. So, yeah, you know, it's a bit of heartbreak in Philadelphia at the moment and in here.
Yeah, as long as you're all right, mate, you know, you will rebuild, but you do – you're going to have a tough time, especially at center. Like you said, that's a huge position. For anyone who knows the game, even just a little bit, you know how big the center is. And if you can get a cornerstone like him, you're pretty well set. So that's a huge loss for you guys. But shout out to both of them. Retirement. I'm sure there's been plenty of other retirements that just haven't made the news. But those two are two of the bigger ones, especially in our little fold and for yourself, Danny.
Yeah, two major ones. And like, you know, the lads deserve it. Go on and enjoy your retirement, as I keep on saying. So many times, like, they really did miss out when, you know, the Chiefs beat us, not last year, the year before. And, yeah, that was the one that's probably going to sting the most and sting the most for those lads going into retirement. But they've obviously made a decision and they're happy with what they've done in the league. So, you know, best of luck to them moving forward and whatever, you know, whatever they do post.
I imagine we'll see Kelce in a media role at some point.
Yeah, he's already commentated on one of the games, didn't he?
Yeah, probably. So I wouldn't be surprised. Him and Tom Brady.
I think in a bye week he was commentating on another like opposing team's
game. Yeah, he'd be the kind of guy. He'd be just in the Philly. You know, you can get just Philly only commentary. He'd be in that box just so only the Philly fans can hear him. But he'd be awesome.
It's Philly royalty. Like his Super Bowl speech is like one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. All right, boys. Well done. Karts, you've got places to be, as always. You're the busiest man on this podcast by a long way. So,
got a little bit happening. But there was just a quick question in the chat. Danny, a bit of love for your green AGS tea. Just wondering, where'd you get that?
Yeah, so this is, I thought, you know, after my boys retired, I'd rock the Cali green, you know, as we started rocking it again this season. But you can find any of our merch at anygivensunday.duskautomat.com. Link is on all the socials in our link tree. So just jump through that. It's going to be the easiest way.
But just perfect timing. We had a whole bunch of jumpers that have just been added. So you can enjoy this 36 degree heat with a brand new hoodie.
Nice.
Sauna than ice bath. It's really good for you.
It is. It is. We will be back. We have a couple of people, like we said, we've got a massive interview that'll be out later this week with Jotham and Pat. But we have a couple on the just on the slide. The pipeline is always as big as it looks. Yeah, I don't know much more to say about that. No, we have a few. Our boys at ESPN are ready to come back on at any stage. So some pre-draft episodes will be coming your way very, very soon.
Laurie is the man. He's across every single college prospect. I don't know how he does it. He's an absolute weapon. But so we'll get him on pre-draft.
He just doesn't sleep. Like, no one has in the day to watch that much film unless he's doing split screen. Unless he's doing split screen. But he's doing split screen while he's meant to be sleeping.
Easy. Why don't we? I don't know why we don't all do that.
Yeah, he's a genuine robot. So he has he's messaged and said, when am I coming back on? So we'll get Loz on. Charlie wants to come on and spruik the Bills as well. So huge, huge guest coming up. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back. See you later, fam.
Yeah.